I was down there as part of a group that was testifying that was led by the Attorney General, Mr. Schimmel. And they had an extensive report that was along with the DEA and FBI. They had an extensive report that they presented about trends and things and what we're seeing and the frequency of arrests and things around methamphetamine. My role was to really speak to what are the physical implications, what happens medically, and then what about treatment for methamphetamine. So essentially what I provided is how people get started, what methamphetamine does, and then the long-term effects, and then why it can be very challenging to treat and for people to recover from methamphetamine use.
Many people who aren't familiar with it, can you give us an idea how prevalent it is even in a place such as the North Woods?
Well, one of the things that I can tell you is we're seeing methamphetamine across the state. Certainly the northwest corner of the state has been very, very high levels of methamphetamine. That's where we were first hearing about it. But it is very much present in our local area as well. One very concrete way of measuring that is we did a review of the urine screens that we do for people that are seeking services in our clinic. And in 2015, we had something like 11 that were positive for methamphetamine, as well as perhaps some other things. But that is four times as high in 2016. So these are people that are involved in and are seeking help for their addictions issues. So it's very prevalent. And these are, we serve people from across the region up here, particularly the five-county area. So we're seeing that. And then we do know from talking with law enforcement that it's very frequently seen. What's been reported is that methamphetamine reaches our area using what used to be the shipment methods, the routes that were used for marijuana previously. And now they're using it for methamphetamine. Generally, it's high-quality methamphetamine that's manufactured in Mexico and some other places, but it is very high quality methamphetamine, very strong. And so it is readily available throughout our North Woods, is my understanding, in talking with law enforcement. And that would be consistent with what we're seeing in urine screens.
The composition of methamphetamine, I think if most people knew what was in it, they might be shocked.
Well, yeah, back when it was more frequently made in houses and people had their own little labs, there's still a bit of that, but it doesn't tend to be as frequent. But yeah, it's made with things that are very toxic, such that if they find a lab in one of these houses, it's a hazmat situation, and sometimes the houses need to be condemned because they cannot get the toxins out of the building. So it's very, very toxic materials that it's made from. The drug itself, once it's made, it's a stimulant, a very strong stimulant. So it fits out there with cocaine, although cocaine is from a plant, so it's more detectable with some of the usual ways that the DEA would use, so like dogs for sniffing and that kind of thing. This presents some other challenges because it's not a from a plant source. It is manufactured. It is a chemical, but an extremely strong stimulant. So where cocaine high might last a matter of minutes or so, methamphetamine, while it has an initial rush that lasts a few minutes, there's a euphoria that can last for 6 to 12 hours afterwards. So it's it lasts longer and the high is higher than cocaine, which is why we don't see much cocaine, but we certainly see methamphetamine.
And treatment is, as I understand it, quite difficult.
Yes, this is one of the things with methamphetamine. First of all, because it causes such a rush in the neurotransmitters that are involved with pleasure, that's why the high is so high from it. But the flip side of that is the continuing using the dopamine, it just absolutely exhausts the receptors. It's dopamine receptors are what are impacted. So continuing to use the methamphetamine exhausts and or destroys those receptors. So as a person's using, there's actual changes in the wiring, if you would, of the brain. So people have trouble remembering. They can reach the point in very short time where they can't even meet their basic needs. They're extremely disorganized. While they're using, they don't eat, they don't sleep. They develop things like it's referred to as meth mouth, where the teeth just rot off. Some of it's the dry mouth from the drug. Some of it's not eating. Some of it is the teeth grinding that goes on. So this can happen in a period of just months. It doesn't take years of this use, so that's the other thing, is it moves so rapidly. But when a person then is in a situation where they're open to treatment, because of the changes in the brain, first of all, the craving is so terribly strong, you have to overcome that. But there can be absolute problems with memory and things. So if you're trying to be in a treatment where you're supposed to be thinking about what's going on in your life and learning how to cope without drugs, your brain has to heal enough so you can. And in some cases, people never really recover their full abilities to function. They can also, depending on the patient and how long they've been using, you can see changes in how they move. They can almost look kind of like they have Parkinson's. And again, it's all just damage from the drug. So it's tremendously dangerous.
And as I've heard that it's something that doesn't go away even after treatment, you still have cravings and so on after you've been cleaned up, I guess, is one way to phrase it.
Definitely. The other piece with it is in some people you can see that the brain heals pretty well. There are other people that after 14 months or so, there's been some studies where the brain healing still had not taken place. So it really depends on how much they're using, how rapidly they're doing it, and how ill they become before they get into treatment. You know, clearly, the earlier they get into treatment, the better. But in this particular drug, prevention is where it's at, because that high they get on that first use, they'll never get that high again, but they will spend a lot of time chasing it, trying to get there again.